excited to be your host today. My name is Mikhail and welcome to our podcast. And today we're going to talk about how to do the smart choreography in our dancing without worried and feeling wrong. And we have a very nice surprise for you, a nice and supportive words from world champions. Please enjoy it.
Hello, dear dancers from Singapore. I would like to say thank you so much for Mikhail and Alessia Yeremieva that asked me to give you something to do for you. And of course, I am very happy to give some answer and of course share with you my opinion. In this difficult situation in the world, everybody feels very strange, right? So, but I give you some suggestion. In this moment, many of families sit at home and cannot go away or exit. But we need to understand, maybe during our dancing season, we have a holiday. And this holiday, it's now. So let's try for this situation in good way. Yeah, so it's positive. And when we look on this situation positive, we can find some interesting things. So, first of all, maybe we can stay with our family more than normally. We can enjoy our communication. We can stay more and longer with our children. So, in this moment, maybe we can find some place. Maybe we can do something together. And after this crisis, maybe we remember these days and we would like to do it one more time. Of course, from another side, this is very sad that we cannot go to our beautiful dance studio, we cannot practice. But in this moment, I know many of my friends that give some online lessons. And I think this is a very good idea. Because during our private lesson in the studio, we have not enough time to, for example, improve our feet, improve our own balance, improve our position. So, of course, if we have the possibility to practice on the small place at home together, it will be, of course, better. But not many couples have this possibility and need to practice alone. In this moment, I suggest to give you some exercise that improve your footwork, that improve your balance, that you can better understand the rotation, how to separate rotation from upper body and how to separate the rotation from the legs. And I think that can help you a lot when you come back in the studio and you can practice together. So thank you so much. Thinking about you, be healthy, and see you next week in Galaxy Dance World Class Lecture. And I hope you can enjoy, and I try to do my best. See you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Singapore.
Hello, Singapore.
Nice to see you, and we hope that you stay good in this difficult period. It's difficult for everybody. But I hope that you are positive, you are practicing, you're working hard, and of course you're watching many, many lectures and you will come back stronger than ever.
And it's very big pleasure that we will see all of you to the Galaxy Dance World Class Lecture very, very soon.
Bye-bye. See you.
Welcome to our weekly show, Dancing and Social, brought to you by M&O, Mikhail and Alessia. This is a show about guidelines, about framework, pipelines, and your goals which you like to achieve in your dance activities. And today, when are you going to the floor? How you go on the floor? Whether it's a big floor or small floor? How to dance when people blocking you? How to dance a good dancing and enjoying when like people squeezing you? What if floor rounded? What if floor squarish? What if floor? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. What is the floor if so small, like we have in a house, and it seems to be there is no way to move around? Or maybe I'm dancing next to my bed and I have a squeeze here. So, how is possible to dance here? Everywhere we go, everywhere we dance, or when we dance with you, we need the floor. We need something to move around. And Zissi, here we go. And today is the topic, smart. What? Smart, do you remember? Smart choreography and usage of the floor. So, what we're gonna learn today, how to get familiar with the floor to build confidence to move wherever we go, which means to us we will know where exactly go, what exactly do in any particular situation, whether it's squeeze or whether it's too big and you feel lost. And it really gives us feeling that we will not only dance around the floor, but we will continue to do our performance, we will continue to express yourself, and the most important, we will continue to be ourselves and show our best performance. If you're doing for competition with results, if you're not doing, you will feel good for the happiness. Okay? Is it sounds good? And plus, today, we have a such fantastic surprise for you. We have today, we will give away tickets for the world-class training online, which is happening tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. This is what you saw just now. It's our beginning of the lecture. We show you, we're so excited to bring the best people in the world to share their knowledge, how you can dance here, to inspire us, because these people are really amazing. Yes. And
right away, guys, write your comments about our topic.
Yes, I'm trying to be the closer, yeah, with the microphone. So, just one more time, Alessia and I, we are national representative for Singapore, and we're really happy to represent this country, and we really enjoy to live in this country for almost 14 years, and. Our mission is to connect and unite passionate people with vibrant and healthy dance experiences, who love dancing, who like to share, who enjoy atmosphere of positivity and empower. And we also believe that quality of our life is equal quality of our relationship with you. And this is the reason why we contribute every week, Wednesday, Friday, and today is a Thursday because tomorrow is a world class online, and Sunday, this is our gift from us to you to support the dancing during this difficult situation, to support in Singapore, to support in Asia and all around the world for people who love dancing and enjoying to dance. Yes. So if you have any question during, I want that you type it right away. We will right away deal with this question. Okay? Yes? So, now let me show you what is the floor. What is the floor actually? Floor can be rounded. Alessia, if you can help me to... Alessia today helping me so much. Let me show you one picture, which is really represent how we should think about the floor, because every floor is like a playground. We want to make sure that we understand. I think we can go first to let me switch the camera. Alessia, can you switch on, please? So I will switch off on the camera to the okay. All right, so. Okay, I think it's a little slow. I will switch it back. So basically, I think we can move this camera is better. Sorry, guys, I sing because of the raining. Another camera doesn't want to. Yes. So, thank you very much, my dear. Thank you. Yes, can we move over here? All right. So, and now let me make a little bit of zoom for you. Okay. To the maximum, okay, so you can see. All right, so this is our stage. Example, if I take a marker and I will draw our stage, our stages can be, let's look about all the stages. Our stage can be small, can be circle, can be square, yes, can be oval, can be a corridor, can be L shape, yes, can be, I don't know, can be curve. What else we can see? We can see a very, very, very long, like all the way, yes? So you can dance on the back and forth, okay? So it can be just a second. Is everyone can see me very well? If yes, please type yes. Come on. So, floor can be, I don't know, what other forms can be? Circle can be maybe, even, look, let's do it this floor. Can be. So, what is the main idea for, is everything okay? Okay, thank you, Alice. So, what we're looking for, we will take with you first general floor. And the main thing, remember, the reason why we're dancing is to enjoy dance or to do competition. And if we go on the floor and we complain that it's too crowded or it's too scary or it's very difficult to dance, I better sit and wait until the floor will be empty. Trust me, guys, you don't want to dance on an empty floor. And dancing with the people is such an important because they're inspiring us. So, very good, Jay, thank you. We will take a pillars example. We can be a center pillow, we can be here pillow, yes? We can be here pillow, it can be here pillow, or, and here can be cut it off, yes? So, what we're talking with you today, we will take about two important things. Number one, what is the reason of our floor and the way we're moving? And if, let's say, we're moving towards, it's any dance, yeah? We will take from a show stage. Oh, yes, by the way, at the end, yesterday we show our show, and somebody said, can we show us one more time? We will show you today. One more time, sorry, listen. So, we will show you today one more time our performance from a world championship in a show dance. And I want that you notice it from different perspective. We're gonna fill up whole big floor, just one couple. And you can see it, how it's possible to make floor full of you. So, this is our floors. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's say 8. If you have a little bit more, it means you can do it too. It means you can give us some suggestion. Maybe we can take a picture and we will send to the group. Yeah. So I will erase this. Actually, we have 9. So I will erase this. First of all, floor. In order to do smart, to have smart choreography, we need number one floor. We need to understand how is a couple, whether I'm dancing alone or you're dancing with a partner. And we need to understand what dance are we doing. Only three simple things. So look, we will take a very basic floor, which we have, right? Here we have a long side, here we have side, it's very important to understand where is your, if you're dancing ballroom, yes, it's a long and short. Sometimes can be the square floor. So it's up to you to decide where's the long or the short. But usually way standard to dance on the long side and short side. So we always moving anti-clockwise. So let's say if we start here, we're feeling up the floor. Why? Because couples moving from here this direction and couples moving from here to this direction. So this is how we travel. We travel. This is how we creating directions and we keep moving around the floor. So this is a healthy one. Of course, like sometimes we have like where everyone is crossing the floor. So now let me show you one picture. Before I show you, let me draw this for you. So basically if we start here, we're talking about the walls. So we go natural turn, then we have continue natural turn, close change, reverse turn, continue reverse turn, and all the way we go do. This is and until we finish again. Yes? So this is how we will first of all how we can make our self-confidence. We need to take a list of paper, A4, and you can draw. Okay. Imagine that you're looking from a top down and you go, okay, from here I go here, and you go around. Yes. So if I will show you a picture, just a second. Here. Alessa, you picture. Okay, Alessa, can you see one more time, please? So imagine that you're always thinking to move around anti-clockwise. We're talking about ballroom now, yes? So first, ideal situation, like nobody here. Yes? Yeah, can you send it to me, please? Thank you. Okay, so now it is here. Okay, so ideal situation, we're moving from here to there. So if I now look at this picture, this is picture, if you can see, this is a ballroom floor. And if you can see, when are you moving, let's say you start, you see from this circle. Imagine this is your beginning of routine. And you move to the right anti-clockwise, and we have here this corner, then we go to this, and we go across. This is how we see the position of our routine and how we're moving around. Okay? So, number one, it's first of all, we understand how basic move. Because if we don't understand how basic dance around the floor, that's why many people say basic. Basic doesn't mean that you're a beginner. Basic give you opportunity because it's not so difficult to understand how we're moving from one side to another side. So we can see in our brain this picture going on around. Yes? So this is ideal situation. Now, what happened if somebody blocking you? So you moved here, you move, and here someone blocking you. Question, what to do? Now the answer is very simple, and this is what we can do with you in our home. I want that you today learn how to go to your personal floor. Which it means, I will erase this for a while. So, personal floor means I want that you think about in terms of the square. Square, where you can dance your own routine. Imagine if someone, so number one, we have ideal situation. This is number two, we have when someone blocking us, or we have a small floor, or we have a circle floor. Because even if we have a circle here, look at this. I will create my own floor, yes? Or let's say if I have oval floor, I imagine my floor will be around here. Okay? So, first of all, it's like we're doing a show. We do the floor, and now we're creating our own routine. Example, it can be a very, very basic step, which, first of all, if someone bumps, let's go to the square, means our square. So I can do it a very simple. I can do natural turn, natural turn, natural turn, natural turn. And then I go back exactly to this place, and if situation doesn't change, I go again, natural turn, natural turn, natural turn. Or I go forward and back. So I go forward and back. I will show you. Or I can go here and back. So very important, in order to feel confidence everywhere around the floor, we need to understand how is our squarish our own dance and know in advance what we can dance. Yes? So if I can move a camera and show you, yes, thank you, Alice, and show you. Mm-hmm. So, number one, so we go, example, this is our square. It can be quite, okay, this one, you can move, yes, a little bit, yeah? I can show you two, big one and small. Number one, look, somebody bams you. This is my square, my individual square. So I start as a guy, I start 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yes? As a lady, it's exactly the same. I can start 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3. So, this is how we create our own square. If let's say we have a smaller floor, Alessa, can you give me the pillows, please? So we have a very, very small floor, example. Can we go over four corners, please? I love home environment because it's always the way, yeah, can you give me a hand, please? So it's always the way to move. Thank you. So look. If I have only this floor, this is one corner, two corners, three corner, four. I do exactly the same thing. I go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Or I move 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. By the way, this is technique people dancing in Vienna for the Viennese ball. They creating squares all around the floor. One day we'll go back to it, yes? So, now, next thing, so basically we can do it big, we can do it small. Next thing, let's say I will start here. I move forward, backward. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It can be close change, or it can be tango. Bum, bum, bum. Da, 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 da. So, it's a small floor. I can move to the right, to the left, or I can move to the right or to the left. Yeah, does it make sense? So the big floor squeezing. If we can dance in a small floor, we can dance in a big floor. So I think this one we will leave it. Thank you. So, and let's say on a big floor I can go forward, back. Now we go change. And change. I can go, this is, it's up to me how I want to fill up, but it needs to be preset. yes? And once we know how to do this, you can fill up floor. And if you can see, that is, you need to turn it slightly. Yes. And if you can see, once you fill up this floor, you will see, you feel as if you're moving. But the question, what is the floor, is very big. Very good question. We go back to our different floor, which is very big one. Very big one. Yes, let's draw it maybe blue. Blue. Now, let's say I move, I start to move, and here's someone blocking me. So what I do, I choose square here. Remember our square? We move around and identify the square. Now, once I complete this square, I'm moving to the, I continue my routine. Now, somebody blocking me here. Okay, never mind. I continue and I do square. Okay. So, and then I move around the floor, and if somebody bumps me, I again create my own square and don't get stressed because it's always square. Look, if somebody bumps, pop, I'm here. Look, I'm dancing very simple, natural turn. Or in tango, I'm just walk, 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 or foxtrot, I do slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick. Yes? So this is very important in order to fill up the floor. And then you may see that top professionals are moving so easy and so powerful inside of small space. How do they doing? Basically, they take small, they maximizing space of the boxes. So inside of this box, if you can see me, you see this box, I can maximize my steps small, but I can maximize all the actions. Yes? So now this is, we're talking about competitive borrow. Now, what if you dancing show? By the way, at the end of the session, you may see how do we fill up a huge floor in Imperial Palace in Vienna. And then once you fill up, you actually, one couple can make so big, you can fill up instead of going in a small space. And now watch this. We know how to squeeze, right? Now we will learn how to spread it up our show. Yes? So, now big floor. First of all, if you're dancing one couple, you need to make sure, first of all, dance one time to see how much you will fill up. Then the next thing, what is the next? You start to see. You need to cut inside at least 1 to 2 meters from each side. Inside. First of all, on a competition is also compulsory, because if you go to these zones, many people, you just lost inside. And the judges, sometimes you don't get marked because you don't see. Let's say if I stand here and you will dance here, for example, and where you're looking from, you will dance there. I just physically, I cannot see you. So you will be lost. So if you will move a little bit here, one, just the 2 steps, you will be seeing. An example, if judge stay here, they can see over here. Is everyone can see picture very well? Okay. So then if judges stay here, they can see here. You see, they can't go see here. They can't see here unless you need to turn the head like this. But you see, is nobody doing, not many judges doing this. So number one, we will fill up. We will create space, visible space. Now, if floor really, really very big, I start from my center as a show. You will see on our show dance that we will dance around the center. And then, like a spiral, I go and I try to fill up my routine. I'm going from a center. And, let me just show you. Very simple, natural turn. So, look, space, very simple, natural turn, yeah? I start to then show, instead of dancing here, I take the same step. I go one, look, I'm moving spiral out. Whoa. Now, if I have a special action, I go and I try and I start to move spiral back. So it's two different colors. And then instead of here, look, I go natural turn, big, big. Now I go small, 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 small. By the way, is it applies the same? Our box dance and we bam someone? Of course it is. So basically, what I was talking now with you, it's not just a show dance. It's performance inside of your competition, which you can maximize your box in and out, in and out. And can you imagine if you know this information and you can maximize every square meter where we have here in now's houses now? Once you understand this, imagine how you will feel when you go on a big floor. And this is how great professional dancer looks on the floor. And then minimizing, maximizing. Okay? So this is about the floor. This is step number one. We first understand the floor. Now, second thing, we go to understanding what type of choreography we have. But before we go there, I want you to, all of you, invite you for tomorrow world-class training. Why I'm so excited about it? Because we train almost every day. We have from America, we have from Italy, we have from Russia, we have, and it's, we train with our, we have the top coaches in the world, and it works so well. And 2 months ago when we start online classes, it was not very easy to conduct. But now we see the benefit and we start to train ourselves, and it works so well. And after this episode, why don't you bring 3 world champions towards you so we don't have to travel? It's very convenient, affordable, and you can practice at your home and see their perspective of how you're dancing around the floor, how they train, what kind of exercises. And I want to remind you, I will just take away from 1 minute, I want to do the game as a video, to remind you and invite you, we not always have this opportunity, so let's use this opportunity and train together. And after this, we will continue to speak about how the couple and what is rotation around the floor and how to do the smart choreography. Let's go. I'm going to go to the next one. right. So we're very, very excited. You're welcome. And this is great people. They trust us, we trust them. And we prepare something very, very exciting for these 3 days. So please contact me, write in a Facebook message. It's gonna be awesome, and I'm excited more than ever. Yes.
I
yeah.
have a question.
Okay. It's a great question, because it's not necessary to go one day before or even 1 week before to try the floor. I tell you, our bodies is very smart. If you go one time, if you know your box and how is your routine made of around the floor, you go one time, and usually competition have the practice time. Don't waste the practice time. So you go, usually I go on this floor, I go to every time, and then I just mark in the steps. I mark in a step, okay, I move this corner, I move this corner, this side, and this side. And once you mark, one time you go through all of routine, you will become very confident, and you will start to feel, okay, now I'm gonna, whoa, dance. But if you go on the floor right away, you will have this kind of feelings of newness of floor, and it could be very, very hard to think about your shape or think about the frame or rotation, which is very difficult. Yes, so at least one time I'm just walking. All right, so next one, we talk about the floor is number one, our playground. Number two, just remember, when you're building your smart choreography, whoa, who is this? Oh, nice. Okay. So when we build, no, it's all right. It's all right. So when we build our choreography. So when we build our choreography, we need to understand that we have three types of the action. We have a linear movement. Linear, when are you moving, traveling forward, backward. Or when we have rotation and rotation. Then we have a third type of where you're moving, rotating, or rotating, moving. So many people try to go for very difficult stuff. But remember, in order to build a smart routine, number one, you need to know how tall you are. If you're a tall couple, you can't do a lot of rotation because your body physically can't take it all the time. If you turn, and it will look boring because it will be too much turn, and you will turn, and you will don't see the harmony on the floor. If, let's say, for the tall couple, it's the best presentation, move more linear and then turn along, then turn, because more you turn, less you travel. More you travel, you can't turn. And for the people who are not very tall, yes, they can't travel so much, so they can do a lot of rotation and speed. So in your routine can be a lot of speed. Welcome to our dancing floor. We can do a lot of speed. We can do a lot of rotation, but we still need a movement. So let's say if I'm very tall couple, yeah? And I'm moving. One, no matter what. One. So this will work very good for me. If I, let's say, will be on a big floor and will be not so tall, I will do this. Ya-ta-da. 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 So it will look more attractive. Because as I'm not tall, I can't travel so much. But if you train, of course you can. So a great choreography consists, it's like a storyline. it's not, we have right rotation for you is to the left or right rotation, left or right rotation. So when we rotate, we need to do combination. Our routine, once we're building up, depends on whether you're tall, I can more here and move here. You see, I have right rotation, right, and turn to the left. It's a contrast. So if, let's say, I will be a little bit not so tall, I will do it more rotation. Example, 1, 2, 3, 1 and 2, 3, 1 and 2, 3. Example, I will do more. Same thing, look, I do right natural turn, right rotation, left rotation. Or if I will be taller couple, I will go more. 1, right rotation, left rotation. It will be looks more elegant. But the question you may ask me, what if I want to move more? Remember, if you're not so tall and you want to move more, you lose a lot of energy. When you're turning and you're creating very stylish, you lose energy, but it will look very dynamic. By the way, Mirko tomorrow will talk about dynamics and the principle of dynamics, how to create dynamics. It's very, very interesting. So let's say I want to do more moderate version. I will do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's more moderate. One more time. Number one, I have 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1 and 2, 3. Number one. Number two, I have 1, 2, 3, 1 and 2, 3, 1 and 2, 3. And moderate version. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You see, so you can always play around. But first of all, if your partner, you both tall, you need to do more linear. If you're not so tall, we need to do more rotation. Or we need to be very, very, very smart. We can't dance very difficult routine. Yes, Alessia, do you want to add something?
Yes, guys. I think Mikhail covered a lot of interesting things about the choreography. But for me personally, it's very important, first of all, to understand the partnership and to understand what you want to do. Because some people like to create more rotation.
Yes. So, do you have any question? We have a time for the question, and please ask me your question. What? He loves you guys. Yes, I think it's a. Okay. Do we have any questions? Come on, do we have any questions? If you have any questions, type your question regarding maybe anything about the choreography. Okay. Okay, very good question. Alessa, I think you can read it, yeah?
Yeah. So, what should me my couple do in this case?
Okay, depends on what kind of mix. So look, if I'm too tall, example, really big high difference. Remember guys, who are with the long legs, don't try to do for the movement. Make sure that you go more moderate. It's not for very, very high rotation because you can't match. Or it's not so many linear because the partner can't match. I go for the moderate. And if tall, the same, let's say, if like Alessia. Alessia, if you one height or she will be taller, also there is a way to dance. But you need to be, it's more, we need to do three-dimensional. If you're interesting, we can talk about, we can't dance. If you have the same height, we can't dance forward, backward, like basic. We have to dance through three dimension. If I can take a hold, look, I dance through three dimension here. So I always move around her. Even if a natural turn, very simple step, I do. One, this is normal way. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. If I will dance on the competition, if I dance this step like that, I will look like I'm too tall, or I will look like I can't move. So in this case, I will do this. I will do three dimension. Go, whoa. So I will move three dimension every single time. So, of course, you can be here high together. Here height, here is all this is answer applied to all. Okay? So, all right. I think we're gonna go for next one. Question. Who is ready to receive a ticket for the world-class training? Come on, guys, are you ready? Okay, so the question is, any more question? What, Jade wrote something, no?
No, you already.
Okay, so Jade wrote, answer, okay. So, let's go. Can you reply, okay, can you type, everyone please participate? Because it's, I tell you honestly, if you participate, you have a higher chance, every one of you. Okay, we have a question. What happened? It's, come on, yesterday I read it all your questions.
What happened when a puppet is one or two puppets that the rest of the puppet? What kind of choreography do they consider?
Okay, so it means when, okay, if person, if all the tall couples on the floor and you only one shirt, remember, first of all, you need to understand, you need to dance what you love to dance, yes? Just the choreography, which is not, sometimes trends are not working. But you need to know, as a shorter couple, you need to do extra timing, example, even if you do extra different kind of shape, more kicks, attractive kicks, not slow kicks. You need to do maybe instead of doing one kick, you can do it one, two, three, so it will look attractive. And you can do some shapes more sharp, more interesting the timing. You can't do normal way of one, two, three. It's not gonna work. So the short couple additional beat, it can be tango. Ti-di-da, ti-da, pa-pa-pa, da-da, instead of da-da-da. Da-da. So, it's a lines, it's, what else? It's a kicks, it's some, is sharp, sharp attractive, it can be some original timing.
The last question, how to laugh when it's
okay, first of all, once you bump, I do believe that you say sorry. Because everyone went bang, whoa, you came into my way. Look, we're dancing because of people. So once you bounce, smile, no problem. If you don't remember, because sometimes we can just forget what to dance. So once you stop, you say, okay, go back to the box and go one, two, three, one, two, until you will remember. But keep calm, or change direction and go another way. Do step, step, and change. Okay? All right. So now the main question to win a ticket for the world class training online. What is the difference? So everyone participate, yeah? What is the advantage and benefits of training with the world class coaches, world champions? And what is the benefits? Can you type the answer?
We have 1 minute, guys.
Yes, I will put some music for you. One minute. Come on. Okay. So while you arrive, come on. The number. Okay, come on, are you on first? Come on, more answers. What is the benefit? Learn from the best coaches to know the best knowledge. What is the benefit? Yes. It's start from Nancy. Yes. Nancy. Okay. Come on. Okay, we have a little more time. 20 seconds. Okay. So, last 5 seconds. Come on, guys. Any more? Thank you. Any more questions? Any more answers? Okay, one more here. Come on. Oh, June is here. Come on, guys. Okay. It's actually pretty good. Okay, so let me see. So I will explain you how we will judge. Who's this? Okay, so, all right, so we close at this moment. Okay, give us just a 30 second whilst we're doing judging. We will let you see our show from in Imperial Palace in Vienna, so you can see how much we fill up the floor. It's a huge space, one couple. So it's our world championship, world professional championship in show dance. Please enjoy, and we will come back to you with results. Yes, let's go.
Thank you.
Welcome back. So now you can see, just for this show, this is a huge palace. I think it's really very, very big, very wide. But on a camera, you don't see that this is so big, because you see like it's moving around, it's like traveling, because we fill up the floor in this spiral principle, which we talk about. We go into it with a spiral and exit out from it in a spiral. And before we give results, let me answer for the question from Andrea. Andrea wrote earlier, Alisa, can you just...
In short version, our dog has had craving, and what happens to the sensitive couple is the timing to be affected. And there is a way to go
about. Okay, it's a great question. Yes, every time remember that once we bounce, of course, we have ideal routine from 1 bar, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. But once you crash with someone, of course, it's all moving. I tell you a very interesting exit strategy. Usually you have 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4. 4 bars of music if you're taking waltz, example, yeah? Or tango, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So once you bounce each other, you're doing floor craft, and you can always go back. You can count. Let's say if your next step supposed to be on 5, you can replace with 1. So every time when you, if you say 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 5. And 5, you're dancing natural turn. Instead of dancing on 5, you did a little floor craft, you continue on 1. And believe me, your routine will look also good. Because the main phrases, 1 and 5, are very, very important. If you continue from a middle, you better wait. Let's say you bumps, you better wait 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3, 7, 2, 3, 8, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay, so, and now we have a winner. We have a winner. We have a 2 winners with the same points. Oh, whoa, congratulations. And a winner, just a second. Yeah. Winner is Jade, Sim, and Andy. You have the same points, 4 of you, and you both will receive a ticket for world-class training online. Congratulations. How did we judge? It's a judge on a number of the benefits each person provides. So Jade and Andy provided 4 benefits for each. Yes, they wrote a different message. It was counting until we say stop. And everyone until we say stop have 4 points. So congratulations, Jade. Congratulations, Andy. It's guys, stay engaged. Sometimes it's so easy. Everyone have a chance. And if you just type today, you also have a chance to win. So thank you very much. contact me for details for the lecture. It will be unforgettable. I promise. I'm so excited about it. So if you have any question about routine, about floor, about height, please reach me out the personal. Also, you can type your question for the next lecture you want to cover. You can type personal message. You can type Alessa. You can write a Facebook. And so we'll see you tomorrow on a world-class training online with a world champion, four-time world champion, Mirko Gozzoli. See you. With you was Dancing and Social, brought to you by M, Mikhail, and Alessa. Until we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, guys, and have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.